Today is the day UN inspectors report to the Security Council on the first 2 months of their search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. The council is expected to be told that Iraq still is not fully cooperating in the search for banned weapons, but Iraqi officials vehemently disagree. Iraqi officials have steadfastly maintained Baghdad is complying with the UN Security Council Resolution 1441, calling on Iraq to disclose information about its weapons programs. Monday, Iraqi Foreign Minister Naji Sabri said Iraq, as he put it, has super cooperated with the inspection teams. Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix has said he believes Iraq seeks to find a peaceful solution, but he said there has not been full cooperation from Iraq. Some of the issues that have not been resolved include the question of whether Iraqi scientists can be taken out of the country to be interviewed. Weapons inspectors have also complained they have not been able to interview Iraqi scientists in private. The Iraqi foreign minister said his government cannot force anyone to submit to unattended interviews.
I think you care very much in the United States and in Europe for the personal freedom, personal liberties. Are those scientists not covered by this concept? And you ask us to force them to accept unattended interviews. We have been encouraging them, but we cannot force them. And nobody can force anybody to be interviewed without the presence of his own lawyer. They want the presence of some people in these interviews to ensure that their words will not be changed.
Another issue involves the use of U-2 spy planes, which the inspectors want to use to fly over suspected weapon sites. Mr. Sabri says Iraq has no objection to their use, but says because of U.S. and British patrols in the so-called no-fly zones, Iraq cannot guarantee the safety of the planes. Weapons inspectors have visited about 400 suspected weapon sites since resuming inspections November 27th. Inspectors say hundreds more need to be seen. Mr. Sabri says the inspection process has proved Iraq is not in possession of banned nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons.
Inspectors went to all these sites and found nothing and exposed that these accusations are mere lies.
A top science advisor to President Saddam Hussein, Amir al-Sadi, says even though Iraq has done everything the weapons inspectors have asked, it appears war is unstoppable. In Baghdad, residents have been quoted as saying they want peace, but believe war has become inevitable. Some residents have reportedly begun digging wells in their gardens to provide an additional water supply in the event of war. Many Iraqis have said they have been unable to stock up on supplies in anticipation of war because they can't afford it. Iraqi Deputy Vice President Tariq Aziz said Monday Iraq is prepared to fight courageously and effectively and that the United States will lose. Greg Lamott, VOA News, Cairo.